This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Last year, Representative Kaya Morris of Bennington announced that she would not be seeking re-election to her state house seat, citing she was racially harassed by avowed white supremacist Max Meesch. Since then, Meesch was charged with unlawful possession of a large-capacity ammunition magazine. Later, he was charged with violating the conditions of his release for allegedly purchasing a firearm from a Bennington store. And though he now faces several gun-related criminal charges, Meesch has been freed without bail, pending a trial. Earlier this week, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld interviewed VT Digger reporter Alan Keyes, who's been following this case.
Max Meesch is the first person charged under Vermont's new ban on high-capacity magazines. What exactly do prosecutors say he did?
Prosecutors say that he went to a sporting goods store across the border from Vermont over into New Hampshire in Hinsdale, New Hampshire, where he obtained two 30-round magazines along with his ex-wife was there as well. And he brought them back into Vermont. And when police executed a search warrant at his apartment, they found those two 30-round magazines.
This is a case, because it's the first of its kind, that would have generated statewide attention regardless of who was charged. But the fact that Max Meesch is involved makes it an especially noteworthy docket, and that's because Max Meesch is somebody who already has quite a bit of notoriety in Vermont.
He was identified in the Attorney General's report into the racial harassment of former state representative Kaya Morris, who decided not to run for re-election due to racial harassment she was experiencing. Meesch was identified as a person who was sending her messages through social media accounts.
And Max Meesch has not denied this, right? Max Meesch has acknowledged posting on Twitter and Facebook intentionally racist tweets directed at Kaya Morris and has said it was his intention to make her feel uncomfortable and unwanted.
He speaks very proudly of it and says that he gets a thrill out of doing it.
Max Meesch, in his lawyer's primary defense in this alleged high-capacity magazine violation, is not that he didn't violate the law. It's that the law itself is unconstitutional, that it runs afoul of Vermonters' constitutionally protected right to bear arms. Max Meesch and his lawyers made a motion to dismiss based on that argument. How did Bennington County Judge William Cohen rule on that motion?
In his decision, he talked about the fact that it wasn't an outright ban, that it provides a restriction set the capacity you could have for a handgun and a long gun. And the judge also talked about how the legislature does have the right to look out for the general welfare of the citizens of the state of Vermont.
So notwithstanding the fact that you can't have a 20-round magazine, for example, the judge is saying that that is not an undue restriction on Article 16.
Mm-hmm. And it's saying that the legislature heard testimony on the issue and the legislature acted within its bounds by coming up with that restriction.
Max Meesch was arraigned on the initial charge of violating the high-capacity magazine ban back in February. More recently, though, he landed back in court, and this was for an alleged violation of his conditions of release on that initial charge. What do prosecutors say Max Meesch did to violate those conditions?
When he was arraigned back in February, he had a condition imposed on him that he not possess or purchase any new weapons, and he allegedly, after that arraignment, had purchased a firearm at a store in Bennington. But he never actually – I guess it's an issue of did he complete or not complete the purchase. But it was left at the store in Bennington. He paid for it, $350 for the firearm, but he hadn't picked it up yet. His attorney said that he was waiting till the case was resolved until he actually went and retrieved the firearm from the store.
So Max Meesch shows up at this court hearing for the alleged violation of conditions of release. You were at the courtroom that day.
Yeah.
He chose a pretty interesting wardrobe for that moment. Explain to folks what he was wearing and also talk a little bit about the conversation you had with him prior to that hearing.
He was wearing an Iraq veteran hat. He had served in the service. And he also had on a T-shirt that had an expletive in front of the words gun control that he wore as a black T-shirt or a black shirt with white lettering. And the couple of letters were made with the use of rifles, images of rifles for the lettering. He talked to reporters for well over a half hour talking about his racist views, his bigoted views, and he really seems to get a thrill out of talking to the press and expressing his views.
And just totally unapologetic about views that most people would find abhorrent.
Correct. Yeah, he just goes on and on, and he seems to enjoy the attention that he gets from the press?
Prosecutors asked the judge to impose bail on Max Meach.
Yeah, the maximum for a violation of conditions of release offense, I believe, is $200 cash.
Which is not very significant. Nonetheless, the judge ordered Meach released without any bail whatsoever.
Yeah, he added a condition that he not go on the lands or premises of gun shops, I believe, or stores where their primary business was in selling firearms.
And immediately after this hearing, where the decision was made to release Meach without bail, there was a courtroom outburst from somebody in the courtroom. Who was that person and what were they upset about?
Sean Pratt, he's pretty well known in Bennington. He'd run for school board previously. An African-American male was in the back of the courtroom kind of standing through the proceeding very quietly. And then after the hearing came to a close, he expressed his displeasure with the fact that the judge was letting this man, the white nationalist, Max Meach, go without setting any bail on him. When Mr. Pratt talked about his nephew, who had been facing some other charges sometime earlier, had bail set on him of tens of thousands of dollars at least. I don't know the exact amount.
So it seems like this case has become sort of a rallying point for people in Bennington who feel like folks of color down there are not getting the same treatment at the hands of the criminal justice system as white people.
Correct. And that was a view that was expressed by Sean Pratt. He did it loudly, but he seemed to be kind of respectful about how he was making his point. In the courtroom, he was led out of the courtroom and out to the parking lot and to his car. He was respectful throughout, but he did raise his voice and he wanted to make the point known to the judge as well as to the public at large about how he felt about the situation and how things were taking place there.
There's a whole other separate court case right now that's pending in Washington County Superior Court, wherein plaintiffs have filed a constitutional lawsuit alleging that this high-capacity magazine ban violates Article 16 specifically of the Vermont Constitution, which is a little bit different than the Second Amendment in the United States Constitution. Is there any interplay between that case in Washington County and the case in Bennington County?
There could be a lot of interplay between the two. Judge Cohen has already granted a motion in Meach's case to allow both parties to appeal the ruling or to take the ruling by Cohen to the Supreme Court and have them weigh in on the matter before Max Meach's case goes to trial on the merits of whether or not he possessed a magazine over the size limit. So the Supreme Court will be asked to weigh in on the constitutionality of the state's magazine ban as it stands. There's also talk about potentially bringing the civil case into that matter as well. The prosecutor in the case for the state, Ben Battles, also represents the state in the civil lawsuit.
So we could see a merging of sorts of these cases where there's specific question of whether or not this high-capacity magazine ban violates the Vermont Constitution are considered at the same time by the state's highest court.
That's a possibility from what I'm told by the attorneys in the case. I don't believe that's been determined yet if they're going to join them.
What's next with the Meach case?
The next thing will be the Vermont Supreme Court filing a brief before the Supreme Court and eventually scheduling of oral arguments. Of course, he's still out on conditions of release at this point, so any violation he could be brought in and face any violation of conditions of release charge, which is a separate misdemeanor, and the judge would be asked to impose either more conditions or potentially cash bail.
Alan Keyes, VT Digger reporter, thanks for helping us understand these cases.
Thanks, Peter.